Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. We were listening to a little Rascal Flatts, Unstoppable. And I'm hoping with living clay we can return to health and be unstoppable. Doesn't do everything, but it does an amazing amount. And today is your day to ask questions. And I do have a few questions in queue. Laura from London said, how do you mix clay and how can I use clay on an open sore breast tumor? How can I use it? Okay. All clays mix differently. If you're talking about the living clay, you mix one part clay to three parts water. Shake it. Never stir clay, any clay. It's going to wad up, make a little ball. So shake it. And let it sit a few minutes, and it will absorb the clay. So however much clay you use, use three times that amount of water. Shake it good. Let it absorb, swell, and it should be about the consistency of sour cream. Now, if you're using other clays, look at the directions, the manufacturer's directions. Most of them are a one-to-one water-to-clay ratio. And sometimes even that's a little watery and you have to pour off some water after you let it sit a while. When it gets to about a creamy consistency like chocolate pudding or sour cream, any kind of open wound or sore or tumor, you can put it on there. We've had some dogs with tumors, benign, that I don't know. We don't make cancer claims, so you can put it. Put the thick mud directly over the sore. Cover it with some saran wrap to keep it from getting on your clothes. I like Glad Press and Seal. It's sticky on one side. I don't know if you can get it in London, but it's with the saran wrap at the grocery store, and it's sticky on one side, and you can cut a square and put the sticky side to your body, and it holds it in place. It will hold the clay in place. Keep it from getting on your clothes, and it's like a mild Band-Aid. It's not as harsh as using adhesive. Now, if you want to drink the clay for the living clay, you mix one part clay to eight parts of water. Shake it real good. Again, never stir clay. Shake it real good. To take a clay bath, which would also be excellent for you, get a blender, fill it half with water. Put 1 to 2 cups of clay, depending on what you're trying to achieve. This is a detox bath. Fill it up to about an inch of the top with water and put the blender on high and let it mix where it, you know, all the lumps are gone, and just go pour it in a hot bath. Rinse it real good. Take the blades off the blender and wash them before you get into the bath. If you go to livingclayco.com and click on the site map on mixing and directions, go to the bottom of the map, bottom of the page, and there are two videos showing how to make the liquid and the clay bath. And making the mask is just it's the same principle, only you use less water. And you shake it instead of blending it. All right, good luck with that. I have known clay to dissolve tumors on animals. I'm not saying they're cancerous or anything. So do what you need to do to protect your health. But the clay is also very good for healing. It seems to heal from the inside out. I know with people with arthritis, just drinking the clay, it helps their joint pains, and oftentimes the calcium deposits dissolve and they get the flexibility of their fingers back. Let's see, what else? Oh, if you're taking medications, take the clay internally away from your medicines. So don't, you know, check with your pharmacy, see how long it takes to absorb medicine, and then take the clay. This is for internal only. Also, there's a gray area with clay. Some people who drink the clay notice they start having 3 good bowel movements a day, and some experience constipation. The constipation can either be caused from stress and people who are kind of controllers and hold on. We just, and I've always had constipation. Or it can be caused from a buildup of old fecal matter the clay is pulling out that's clogging the pipes. In any way, take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working. I recommend magnesium tablets from the drugstore or the grocery store. You can get them at the drugstore. 250 milligrams, try one morning and evening. You can cut them in half if one's too much. But that's a solution to that. All right, thank you for that question, and good luck. I'd like to know how you do with that. I would put the poultice on there two or three times a day. You can put one on at night and kind of leave it on if you get something to hold it in place where it won't get all over your clothes. Or even just put a thin coat on over it at night and let it dry and sleep with it on. So good luck with that. All right. And Reverend Denise, Perry, I had spoken with you several months ago regarding lichen sclerosis. It's an uncommon condition that creates patchy white skin that's thinner than normal. Lichen sclerosis may affect skin on any part of your body, but most often involves skin of the vulva, the foreskin of the penis, the skin around the anus. I have it inside my vagina lips at about 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock position, if you were looking at it. Anyone can get lichen sclerosis, but postmenopausal women are high at risk. Left untreated, lichen sclerosis may lead to other complications. I have not accomplished this task. Would like for you to tell me once again what I need to do. I've been orally taking the clay two times a day with 2 teaspoons. I bathed 2 times per week and had to stop putting the poultices on because the itching became so bad. I could not get through my work days, so I went back to using the doctor's steroid clean. I feel as if I have failed. The clay is helping with my many other concerns and issues. I believe in this clay, but I feel I'm still in denial of this area that needs treatment very badly. Please help me to understand. I will not be able to listen to you at the time of the recording because I'm at work at the time you have the teleseminar. I will go back and listen to it in the evening. I would also like to know if others you know have this and how it has worked for them. Can any other cancer patients help with this treatment firsthand? Because this can become cancerous in the future. Thank you and God bless you for all your work. Reverend Denise, what's unusual is because clay generally stops itching. So something is going on with this. I would try using a poultice and just not leaving it on for very long, maybe 5 minutes. Just put some on there for just a few minutes and wash it off and gradually build up and see if that will help it. Sometimes you need to change how you're using it. You might sprinkle a little of the dry clay powder on a sanitary pad and just kind of wear it and try it like that. Now, you know, if the clay baths are helping, I would continue those. You say you're taking 2 teaspoons. I'm assuming you're talking about 2 teaspoons of the liquid, which is less than 1 ounce. There's 2 tablespoons to 1 ounce. So if you're taking the liquid clay, I would increase it at least to 1 ounce 2 to 3 times a day, maybe even 2 ounces. Generally, I start people on 2 ounces twice a day to do a cleanse. And if you're just taking 2 teaspoons of the liquid, I don't know if there's a reason, if you have a sensitivity, if it's bothering you, but you might increase that. And by the way, I'd like to tell the group today and ask for you to keep Phil McCoy in your prayers. Cheryl McCoy is our moderator for the group, and her husband is having heart bypass surgery in the morning. So there may be a slight delay before she can get the teleseminar results posted. She's sitting in a hospital room with a laptop, so be patient and in waiting for the message about when the teleseminar is posted. And okay, let's go on to another question. Sherry from Middleburg, can clay help with cavities and how, if so? You know, we've had some people that say that the dark spot went away. You would need to pack dry powder in the clay. When you're putting clay in your mouth, if you put the hydrated clay, the wet clay in there, it just slips on down with the saliva and goes down your throat. So you want to pack it. I would pack it at night with the dry powder clay. Just put some on ridge of the dry powder on your toothbrush. Pull your cheek out and deposit it all around that tooth and particularly down over the area where the cavity is. Put it on kind of thick. The saliva and the moisture in your mouth will help it to stay put, and just sleep with it in there. And then in the meantime, brush your teeth with clay. I put a little bit of toothpaste on my toothbrush, and then I dip it into the dry powder clay and brush my teeth. And you might also swish with clay for about 5 minutes. Take your liquid clay and take a mouthful, and I know some people swish for 15 minutes. That just seems like an eternity for me, and my cheeks get tired. But if you can do it, swish for 15 minutes. Swishing is going to get the bacteria lodged in your teeth out. It's very helpful for your gums and teeth. But I've had to have a report that someone said the black spot in their tooth got smaller. So maybe it went away completely. I don't know the end result of that, but it's darn sure worth a try. And stay away from sugars and Coca-Colas and things, particularly while you have the cavity, but you probably know that and you didn't ask for that information. So I apologize for that 2 bits. Linda in Sacramento, how much clay can I eat safely with or without food? How do I mix for oral usage? Again, it depends on the kind of clay you have. Go by the manufacturer's directions. If you're using the living clay, you mix 1 part of clay to 8 parts of water. However much clay you use 8 times that amount of water. Put it in a container and shake it real good. I like to sandwich the clay between the water. If you just put the dry clay in the bottom and the water on top, when the water hits it, often it sticks and it's really hard for it to dissolve and mix. So put your water in, put your clay in. You'll have to get a funnel to put it in a little bottle. Use a food-grade plastic or glass container with a plastic lid. Shake it real hard. You want to shake all the lumps out. Clay tends to get wet on the outside and dry in the middle unless you break up those little lumps. And once you shake it real good, let it sit 10 or 15 minutes, the heavier particles will sift to the bottom. Now, if you buy the living clay pre-mixed in the liquid, you won't have any residue because they scoop it off the top. They get the good stuff off the top and leave the residue. When you get down to that residue, add a little more water to it, shake it loose, and go water your plants. And they just bloom. They get green, healthy. It's very good for your plants, for alkaline-loving plants. You don't want to use it on acid-loving plants. Okay, how much clay can you eat safely? Well, they say you can take 25% of your body weight. So for a 100-pound person, that'd be 25 pounds of clay. I don't think that's an impossibility. So you're pretty safe on how much you can take. You want to drink water with it during the day. I like to drink the clay, let it go down, and I don't want to drink a whole lot of water right after I take it. Maybe a little to rinse my mouth out. It doesn't bother me. I don't do that. But give it a coating effect. If you put living clay and you mix the liquid in a glass jar, when you drink it, you notice it's coating the glass. And if you just try to rinse it out with water, there's a coating that dries and stays on there. You literally have to take a sponge or a wash rag and wash it out. And when you feel it with your fingers, it feels a little slick. It's a little oily-like, but it's not oily. So this is how the clay, when you drink it, lines your esophagus, it lines your stomach. It's sort of a gentle coating. And this is where healing can begin. It has an alkaline pH. It's so great for stomach ulcers, acid reflux, and healing things, diverticulitis, irritable bowel syndromes, things of that nature. Once you get it mixed, you want to drink, you know, as I said, I recommend people start with 2 ounces twice a day for 14 days. This helps get rid of parasites. Then after the 14 days, and we say to do it on an empty stomach if you're really trying to get a cleanse going. After 14 days, you can take it any time of day, and you can take it any time. You don't have to take it morning and night. You can take it during the day. I probably drink 4 to 6 ounces of clay a day because I like to take a good swallow of clay before I eat my meals. If I'm eating fish, I don't worry about having mercury or arsenic or chemicals in it from the BP oil spill. I live in the South, so I like fish, so I drink clay before. And if I'm eating Mexican food or Italian food that's buttery and greasy, I drink clay to absorb that extra oil. It literally absorbs oil, so you don't want to take it with your omega-3 oils. Take your oils, omega-3 oils, absorb them, and then take the clay later. But, you know, I had one doctor one time that misread the directions, and he mixed a bottle of 8 ounces of clay and drank it all at one time, and it didn't bother him. You know, it's going to go from the mouth south. So it cleanses house when you drink it, and it starts in the mouth and goes south. And along the way, it's cleaning house. That's what it does. It's pulling out crud. It's pulling out the bad bacteria. It's balancing your pH. It's cleaning house. And it carries any of this bad stuff it grabs, it carries it out of the body. So you can pretty much, you know, the rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you want, to kick it up a notch. So we'll kind of leave it at that. And I think it would be very difficult to overdose on clay. You might want to build up gradually and just kind of monitor and see how you feel so you can find your happy place with it. Good luck on that, Linda. And Linda, or another Linda, said, can clay help with hormonal issues, i.e. PCOS? You know, I don't memorize all these. I'm not sure what PCOS is. I'd have to look it up. But here's what I do know. It does help with some hormonal issues. I don't know if it helps with when you start losing your hormones entirely. I know of people who were taking the clay and they would have PMS and menstrual cramps severely. And once they started taking the clay, they didn't have the cramping and they didn't notice the irritability and the snarliness that we get, the PMS that we get right before our period. So it has some effect on the hormones. Now, if you're going through menopause, that's a totally different type of hormone reaction. It's not going to supplement the hormones. So you can try and see if it helps with the symptoms, however. Sandy in Fort Worth, what is the protocol to use clay with cystic acne in a 17-year-old? Mask and or internal? How much? Never used clay before. Get a mask on that boy, or I guess it's a boy or girl. Put the cleansing clay mask on, let it dry about 15 minutes, wash it off. Anytime a new eruption starts to come up, put some clay on it right away. Sometimes it will just go back down. It'll pull the heat, the inflammation. It cleanses the pores of the face. You can do a mask daily, you know, when you want to. And also drink the clay. Your skin is a reflection of what's going on inside your body. When we get eczema, rashes, acne, it's a lot about what's going on in your body. most people with acne have a tendency to be over acidic. So you might check their pH level and see if they're alkaline or you want them to stay about in the 7 range and not at below 6 or 6.5 range. That's in the acidic range. So I would drink 2 ounces or 1 ounce 3 times a day. If they can't get it in, if they're going to school, can't get in that middle dose, take it morning and evening. Again, if you're taking medicines, you know, check with your pharmacy, see how long it takes you to absorb your medicines, and then take the clay. It will cleanse those pores out. It pulls the swelling and inflammation out. Even if it's cleared up, I would continue using it periodically just to keep everything going smoothly with that. Start them on 2 ounces of clay twice a day. And if it starts clearing up, if you want to back down and find his maintenance level, it may be 2 ounces or it may be more than 2 ounces. So you have to play around with it because we're all different. All right, Elizabeth from Keller. Can I use Clarisonic before and after doing a clay mask? And will clay heal deep scars from acne? Yes, it will. It will reduce the scars from acne. The more you use it, the exfoliation, put it on, let it dry, gently re-wet it, and it wash it off in a circular motion. Clay seems to reduce scars wherever they are in the body. We had a lady with a 20-year-old knee surgery scar that had built up a real thick ridge on it, and she started putting the clay on, and it reduced the scar. And another lady that broke out in a rash, and she had had a burn injury when she was a child and had kind of thick skin from the burn injury and had a rash, and she put the clay on and left it on all night. The next morning she said the scar tissue wasn't as prominent and rigid after one application. I'm not sure what Clarisonic is. It might, if it's got an alcohol base or it's kind of astringent, I'll look it up and try to email you and find out more about what it is. You know, I don't know if it's just an astringent, the clay does the same thing. So let me copy your email and put it somewhere later, and I will look that up and see if I can tell from what's in it. Basically, if it's not a bacteria of some sort, it's not going to hurt it. Okay, I'm talking and copying and pasting, so let me get back. All right, John in Southlake, will clay remove graphite mark in the skin? Can a person take thyroids also use the clay? Thank you. A graphite mark, so you're talking about a pencil mark? Excuse me, I need a drink of water. I did have a person with a piece of pencil lead in their skin, and he used clay on it, and it pulled it out. It's a very simple process to see if it'll do it. Just start putting the clay on there, letting it dry. At night, put a thin coat on and see what happens. I know I've been using it on some moles, rather large moles on the side of my face, on my cheek, for a year, and they're breaking apart and getting smaller. But I have to remember every night to put a little clay on and go to bed with a little dab of wet clay on those places, and I just keep noticing they're breaking apart, they're getting smaller, and they're gradually going away. Since I can't go around with clay on my face all during the day, I only use it at night. It might speed up and do a little more if I could use it day and night, but, you know, it won't hurt to use it. you can use it with any kind of medicine as long as you check with the pharmacy and see how long it takes to absorb it and take your clay either before or afterwards. I don't see it interfering with Synthroid, but I'm not a chemist and I'm not a doctor, so I can't really speak to that. I know it doesn't hurt your nutrients, so that's one thing. All right, let's see. Good question today. Can you explain all the benefits of oral use? Yes, ma'am, I can. This is Linda in Sacramento. We have bacteria that get, when you eat, the gums push down, and the bacteria get packed down into the gums. If you're not cleaning your gums, stimulating them, and, you know, flossing and all this, those gums tend to get loosened and they form pockets where the bacteria will get, and then people get what's called gingivitis. It's inflammation of the gums. And they have to go in and peel back the gums and scrape buildup, calcium buildup off the teeth, and it's a very painful process. So if you use clay on a regular basis, brushing your teeth, swishing with it, packing it in your gums several times a month, maybe weekly. Just put the dry powder in there. The saliva sticks it to the gum. It stays in place. You can take a little sip of water and clean your tongue. You don't know what's in there. You go to bed in the morning. You brush your teeth. You swish it around. You spit it out. It works while you sleep. It's going to stimulate blood flow to those gums. We need blood flow. We need circulation. It's going to get balance the pH in your mouth. Also helps with bad breath. So it has many benefits. It's healthier on your teeth. Packing your gums, I believe, helps build the bone density in your teeth. After I started using clay and packing my teeth, I went to the dentist for a checkup. And he told me I should be able to keep my teeth till I'm 104 because of my bone density. And I promise you I attribute that to my use of clay. And I'm 74 and I have all my teeth. I'm very proud of that fact. So those are some of the uses of oral uses of clay. It starts in that mouth, and it will resonate with the body. The energy of the clay resonates with the body the minute it hits the mouth. They did a test to check the electromagnetic charge of the clay, and they put a patch on the bottom of a gentleman's foot, hooked it up to a machine to get a little reading. The minute he took a sip of clay, the little light blinked on the machine. So it starts working in the mouth, and it like this very light electromagnetic energy goes through the body, and it joins the life force energy of the body. It's like a booster. Clay is a catalyst, and this is how it works with the body, even though it's not absorbed into the bloodstream. There are many mysteries about how clay works. I don't think we'll ever get a satisfactory scientific answer. I love what Descartes, the Greek physician back in the days of the Romans, he was a healer, and he used a lot of herbs and clay, and he described clay as having a godlike intelligence. And sometimes that's the best answer I can give. It just knows where to go and what to do. It's absolutely amazing. All right, Lynn in St. Louis. Why should we not stir the clay? Sometimes my clay gets too thick and I need to add a little water. Then is when I stir it. Is that bad? Well, if you notice, clay will lump when you stir it. If you just put clay in a little bowl and add water, now it depends on the type of clay. Living clay is a swelling clay. It's an expandable clay, so it has more room to hold toxins, more surface area. If it's a one-on-one clay, it may not. Some clays don't make a good emulsion, a cream. They're sandier and they pack like dry sand on the beach. So it depends on the clay. But when you stir it, generally clay will stick to the spoon. The outside gets wet, and the inside of the clay is still dry. It hadn't absorbed all the water yet. Now you can put a small amount in a container, cover it with a little layer of water, leave it overnight. By the next day, it's absorbed the water, and you have a nice consistency. But we're impatient. We want to hurry it. Clay is like flour. Have you ever made gravy and had lumps in it because you didn't get the lumps out? The flour would get wet on the outside and be dry in the middle. That's what the lumps are. So when you shake it, you're breaking those lumps apart. And if you need to make it too thick, you can add a little more water. And it's already hydrated, so it's not going to be that bad then. It's when you add the dry powder to the clay and then stir it. If you have some mixed up, you can add more water and stir it, and that's fine. But you don't want to leave a metal spoon in prolonged contact, any metal in prolonged contact with clay. But if you have it too soupy and you want to thicken it a little bit, just sprinkle a little clay on it and leave it alone and give it time to absorb the moisture and then stir it to get it all homogenized. So, you know, it's just a delicate thing. She's a lady and she's kind of a diva and kind of temperamental about how she likes to be handled. Okay, how do you best do a cleanse? How long do you go about it? If you want to do a really good cleanse, I would take 2 ounces three times a day of the liquid clay, and I do it for 21 days. The clay is going to, and the reason we say 14 to 21 days is to get the parasites. Clay removes parasites. The parasites let go of the host wall, go to the clay, and they're carried out of the body. They like clay. And it's better than the host wall, so they go to it. And they leave eggs behind that hatch later, so it's not going to pull the eggs out. So you want to keep taking the clay so when the eggs hatch and get in the larvae stage, in the adult stage, it will grab them and take them out. You know, if you really want to do a cleanse, we have a lot of practitioners who do colonics. If you've never had a colonics, take your clay for a week, the liquid clay for a week before you go take your colonics. These colonic practitioners love clay. They give it to their customers, and they say their releases of this old crud is so much easier and so much faster, and they get more stuff out of them when they've been on the clay. So that's what I would do. And it's a very gentle cleanse. It's not going to send you running to the bathroom. And do remember that some people taking clay experience constipation. Others can experience 3 good bowel movements a day. If you experience the constipation, get some over-the-counter magnesium tablets at the drugstore, 250 milligrams. Or whatever you use to keep your janitorial services working. If you want to use psyllium with the clay, you can. If you use the psyllium for more than a week, I would definitely get some probiotics because psyllium is an abrasive and it really scrubs the colon wall. It gets out the good bacteria, the good gut flora along with the bad. So replenish that with some probiotics. Jane in Plano, I'm drinking the clay. Can I eat whatever I want? How long should I wait after drinking the clay before I eat? Well, you can wait 5 minutes or you can wait 5 hours, however you want to. I drink it and then turn around and eat. I wish I could take it with me when I go out to eat and just sip on it during my meal. If your food has pesticides, chemicals, arsenic, mercury, lead, if it's contaminated with herbicides, chemtrails, all this pesticides and stuff, the clay will capture it before it goes into the body. So it's a preventative to drink clay before you eat. It's going to, when you chew your food, you drink it before you eat, it'll line your stomach, it'll be there to grab these toxins before they go into the body. So it's a great preventative. It kind of assures that you're eating organic. If you're eating greasy foods, it's going to capture the excess grease, something that, you know, like pizza or Mexican food with that. I always take a napkin and blot my pizza anyway. I just can't put that grease in my body. But if I drink clay, I know that's going to absorb it. If you want to do experiment, and I do this with living clay because it is the expandable clay. I don't know about other clays. Put a little olive oil in a container and sprinkle powdered clay over it. It'll take quite a bit to absorb the clay. But just sprinkle it over the top and notice that it will grab the oil and it sinks to the bottom. And when you reach in there and you kind of take your fingers and stir the clay in the bottom, you would think the oil would come back to the top. It doesn't come out. It stays in it, but it makes it heavier and it goes to the bottom. So you can see how it could be used to kind of control your cholesterol of eating greasy food, so you can eat it without all that. How long should I wait after drinking clay to eat? There is no limit. You know, you just get the clay in you and on you, and it's going to find a way to work. That's what I love about this clay. Sherry in Middleburg, will clay help with stretch marks? To some degree, yes. It depends on how severely the stretch marks are. I'd put it on there because it tightens up and it also reduces the scar tissue. So just at night, put a thin coat on all those stretch marks, let it dry and sleep with it on. During the day, on the weekends or something, if you can put it on thicker and let it dry, it would even be better. Play around with it and see how it works. Elizabeth from Keller, carcinogenic is a skin exfoliating electronic device. Oh, I would not, I would not want to do that because the clay itself is a little grainy and it's exfoliating and it might be too abrasive on your skin. So if you just put the clay on and let it dry and then how you need to take a wash rag and hold it up to your face and re-wet the clay. And once it gets wet, if you just use circular motion, it's going to exfoliate. Clay does not like dead skin tissues. If you put it on an open wound, it's going to grab the dead skin cells and pull them off. So it does its own exfoliating. I think it would be too harsh. You'd be like grinding sand into your skin. So thank you for answering that. Sandy in Fort Worth, could cystic acne get worse if using clay? Continue to use it. You know, clay, oftentimes using clay, they say it may exacerbate. It may make things worse for a few days. What clay does is it's pulling everything to the point of origin. So if there's a lot of toxic oily impurities and bacteria under the skin, it's going to pull it to the surface. If it doesn't get it all out that first time, it's going to bring it there and it's going to look worse. It's a sign that it's working. Continue to use it. Be patient. Sometimes maybe you're detoxing too fast. You want to slow down your applications or not leave it on it long and just get it out gradually. But I've had people with rosacea that have had great results, but they said at first their face really got red. But over time, after about 3 days, usually it takes about 3 days to have this, it's calling a healing a crisis, where it exacerbates something. It tends to exacerbate, and there are gray areas with clay, and the gray areas are areas where with some people it works great, and with other people it doesn't. Some people lower their blood pressure with clay, and some of them it accelerates. Generally, when you're taking it for blood pressure, it might spike the first 3 or 4 days, and if it's going to work, you'll see it coming down after that. Why some people it affects one way and why some it does the other, I don't know. Number one, we're all different, and our causes of blood pressure are different. But the acne is one of the areas where it might tend to spike it and make it more appear more severe at first. But it's a sign that it's working, so stay with it. And I'm glad you brought that up. Another area is the constipation. Some people start having three regular movements and say, oh my gosh, I'm never going to quit taking this. I'm having three good, firm, regular movements a day. I'm amazed. And then others say, I'm constipated. So that, blood pressure, acne, skin rashes, sometimes it exacerbates them at first and as it's pulling the stuff to the surface so it can get hold of it. So stick with it. What toxins are removed from clay or metal toxins? What toxins are removed from clay or metal toxins? I'm not understanding that question. What toxin clay removes? Clay will remove heavy metals, heavy metal toxins like your heavy metals in the periodic chart are your nickel, your lead, your arsenic, your mercury, your cadmium, things of that nature. These all have a negative charge and are drawn to the clay. Chemicals use some of these things in them, you know, pesticides and herbicides and things. It's looking for a positive charge. It needs to satisfy its negative charges, and your toxins, your viruses, your fungus, the bad things have a positive charge. So it's just a negative magnet that overrides these positive and pulls them out of the body. When you drink it, it will clean any toxins you have from the mouth south. If these toxins are absorbed into the body, the clay can't get to it from the inside, and that's where you have to use it topically or take a clay bath. Clay baths are becoming more and more popular as people are seeing results. If you have a hair analysis test or a blood test and see that you have heavy metals, start taking your clay. I'm going to say get retested at 2 months, because most people in 3 months, they go back and get retested, and their levels are at zero. Several of them have said, I'm heavy metal free, no aluminum, no mercury, no arsenic, no lead, no cadmium. So it removes these, and it again has that godlike intelligence. It knows what to go after. It's literally blind to anything but a positive charge. But it goes to the highest concentration of strong negative, positive charges. So they're good bacteria that don't have positive charges. And the Indians say it has a wisdom of its own. It knows what to go, where to go, and what to do. And I agree with this. Boy, we are having good questions to say. Does this hurt the plumbing when washing it off in the bathtub? If you have it mixed in a liquid state with no lumps, it'll go right down the drain by the time you've rinsed the sand little residue out of the bathtub. You have flushed it through the pipes, and it actually cleansed the pipes. We've had people that used to have the plumber out twice a year when they started giving their daughter clay baths. She didn't have any plumbing problems. It won't hurt your septic tank. We had a septic tank construction worker, and he said, no, it will not build up. It's not going to stop your lateral lines. It'll sink. It'll be a very thin layer. It would take years to fill a septic tank to where you had to have it pumped off, years and years. So it is safe for your plumbing. Okay, again. So therefore, if your toxins are lodged in the liver, kidneys, and ovaries, typically use baths and eliminate this. Yes, baths and a poultice. Over body organs, you can put a poultice. Go online and find out where your liver and these organs are located. and put a poultice of clay, that's the thick clay mask, over it and cover it with something to keep it from getting all over you. And for body organs, we say leave it on for an hour at a time. And that and the clay baths. So those are two ways to do that. All right, I think I'm caught up on clays. I'm going to go over to the phone line and see if anybody there would like to answer a question. If you do, if you press star 2 on your phone, your line will open up, and I can double-click, and, you know, you can come online and ask me a question. It has been great today. Lots of good, excellent questions. I don't know where you come up with them, but I love it because it expands my knowledge of understanding of clay. You know, this is a team effort. We do it together. I so appreciate all of the fans that Living Clay has won and the opportunity to share my knowledge. It's taken a long time to acquire knowledge and an understanding, and I'm still learning. And I think there's some things about clay, some mysteries that I will never figure out, nor will science or biologists. It's just an amazing product. And the beauty of it is that it's very safe. The worst thing can happen is a detox reaction. And generally, if you just slow down taking it, keep taking it because it's working, but slow down on the amount and let your body adjust. Well, I'm going to check back over and see if we have any more questions, because every time I go off, someone comes on with another question. And for right now, I'm out of questions and we're over time, so I'm going to sign off. And I would ask all of you to please remember Phil McCoy in his prayer and Cheryl and the family as they go through this heart bypass surgery. And he's going in early in the morning to have it done. So keep him in a prayer. She's a loyal fan and she's the one that makes this program work, and our chat group too. So thank you. Oh, here's another question just came in. Can this help with weight loss? Some people have said yes. You know, they take maybe 4 ounces 3 times a day and drink copious amounts of water during the day. I mean, all day long drink water. Those are the reports I have gotten. John in Southwick, how long should one soak in a clay bath? The recommended time is 15 to 20 minutes in a hot clay bath. The time limit is because it's just like being in a hot tub. If you're taking a real hot bath, the heat, it weakens you. You know, they say don't stay in a hot tub more than 15 or 20 minutes. You may lose consciousness or get weak. It sort of pulls your electrolytes out. So you may drink some water while you're in there, or take a little Gatorade with you to keep your electrolytes up. But it's not the clay that's doing it. It's opening the pores of the skin, the heat. So good questions today. I appreciate every one of you. And before we get cut off, I'm going to say this is Perrier over and out, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye.